Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR show for trivia nuts and the people who have to live with them. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is this week's mystery guest, owner and chef of very trendy, jam-packed New York's Momofuku Milk Bar. And I said that totally wrong. I don't know why I've been doing that all day.
It gets
Momofuku
people.
Milk Bar.
Momofuku.
Momofuku.
Momofuku
Milk Bar. But here's the most important part. Christina Tozzi, that's the most important part. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi. Thanks
now,
for having me.
My pleasure. Now, it's really my pleasure because Christina brought bags of goodies for us backstage. We had compost cookies. Now, let me describe for you. I'm not going to eat one, you know, over the radio and in front of my audience being like, this is delicious, because that would just be sad for them. They're squishy in like a good way, but you eat them and you're it's like salty and sweet, and then you're like a little jittery because you're like, what's in there? It turns out coffee grinds. There's coffee grinds in there. Is this old coffee or fresh coffee grinds?
It's fresh coffee.
Fresh coffee grinds. It's not from your coffee maker in the morning?
No, it wasn't like leftover from my morning beverages.
But that would be a great idea, don't you think?
Compost? Yeah.
But I mean, there's some crazy different combinations of ingredients in the compost cooking.
We're sort of like a very don't take yourself so seriously establishment.
Yeah.
And
really? With crack pie?
Yeah. No, I didn't get that at all. I think, you know, it's just about like the personality that goes into it and how it's received. I mean, it's baked goods. It's a cookie or it's a slice of pie. It's not like a composed, beautiful, intricate dessert. It's meant to just sort of be shoved in your mouth. And you're supposed to have a good time while doing it.
Yeah. Well, it works. I mean, they're delicious. But how, I mean, I teased this earlier about you playing with your food as a kid because the weird flavor combinations. How do you dream that up?
You know, I'm a very, like, don't follow the rules sort of person.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to food. And I have sort of, like, ever since a kid been really into, like, awkward and disgusting flavor combinations. Like... Doritos and Miracle Whip and sour cream brown sugar and Ruffles potato chips. It's sort of like a salty, sweet, gross but good sort of snack attacks are really big in my family.
Snack attacks.
My mother was a horrible cook, so it's a very fend for yourself sort of atmosphere. She's going to kill me.
So it wasn't so much that you were allowed to play with your food, is that you were unsupervised.
It was more of an unsupervised. And I really loved eating cookie dough, and my grandmothers were really great bakers. And I would like get to like lick the spoon or lick the beaters, and then they sort of like caught on what was going on. I'd be like hoarding cookie dough, or they'd make cookie dough in advance and leave it in the fridge to like bake the next day, and half of it would be missing, and like, you're gonna get salmonella poisoning. And it ended up being a little bit of like a survival of the fittest sort of moment in the kitchen.
Now, so baking is pretty precise, right? It's a precise art.
You know, it's a very precise art, but I feel like I'm the kind of person that's like, I'm casual as long as you can get away with it until you have to be precise about it.
Okay, and you have beverages on your list like cereal milk, which is...
It's like what's left in your bowl when you eat all the cereal out of it. Everyone knows that flavor.
Yeah, delicious. And you make this in...
We make it in very large batches.
Pretzel milk?
Pretzel milk.
What brought on that idea? I've never looked at a pretzel and thought, you know what this needs? It's milk.
You know, it's sort of one of those like salty, sweet obsessions.
Yes.
And I sort of look at like, I'll eat 3 bites of cookie dough, 1 potato chip, or like a pickle, because you need the like salty and sweet balance in your belly so that you keep wanting more cookie dough. No? Like, yes, right?
Yes.
I was a judge at a county fair once for like all of the baked goods.
Were.
And you had to try like 20 different chocolate chip cookies of all different calibers. And the only thing you were allowed to eat in between was a sliver of pickle to cleanse your palate and get your like tummy ready for
more
another
cookies.
Chocolate chip cookie. I mean, I just thought everybody
ate
no?
pickles with
yeah.
cookies.
Yeah.
I will now. I just didn't know beforehand. I'm not a pro.
It's
I'm just an amateur.
It's all about ratios. It's like weighing ingredients. It's 3 parts cookie dough, 1 part potato
pickle.
Chip or sliver of pickle. Potato chip is not available. Sliver of pickle. is
so what I'm learning from you is that your innovation comes from deep in your soul. Yeah. This is just who you are. You're like, why wouldn't you put pickle?
Unfortunately. I went to culinary school. I'm formally trained, but I worked in really fancy restaurants in New York, and I had a really great, like, uphill battle of a challenge. And I sort of just ended up being like, I don't really want to put a fancy, delicate tuile on a plate. I just want to mush a bunch of things that are salty and sweet together and then give it to you.
Yeah. Obviously, you take risks in the kitchen. Are you a risk taker when it comes to games?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Do you play games?
Uno was really, really big.
Oh, yeah.
I would smoke my grandmas. Like, after the cookie dough was gone, I would just smoke them on the Uno table.
You're going down,
yeah,
Grandma.
We moved on to, like, Skippo. I don't know if you're familiar with Phase 10. It's sort of like a cutting-edge Uno that's come out in the past few years.
Okay, bragger. Really, I get it. You know your games.
Really big.
I love that you're really like, do you ever big. Play high-stakes yeah. Uno? I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. All right,
fistfuls
well, we would like to put you in the trivia hot
okay.
seat for a little Ask
I'm
Me
nervous,
Another challenge.
But I'm ready.
Don't be nervous. I just need to know, well, do you accept the challenge?
I certainly accept the challenge.
Okay. Let's give
I
her
do.
A hand. Christina Tozzi. And let's put you behind the podium. And we found a contestant that is willing to play against you in something to do with food. This is Jesse Friedman, everybody.
Hey,
interesting fact about Jesse, he works for Google, so when you put in a search item, he is the one that writes you back with your different things.
I hope you're not searching right now. It'll take a while for yeah. me to get back
Give
to you.
Give him a chance, everybody. But also, you've been working this project, United Noshes, mm-hmm. where you're cooking your way through the United Nations.
I am.
What a great idea. Where are you right now?
Well, where we are right now, we just did Brunei, which was our 25th country. We're going alphabetically, so it'll take us between 5 and 6 years.
Good for you with a plan for 5 to 6 years. This game, let me tell you about this game. When I go to a deli, I often look at the menu and go, what would it take to have a dish named after me? Wouldn't that be amazing? I've already decided what my dish is going to be called.
What
it's
going to
be called Eggs Eisenberg.
Sounds delicious.
That's great, yes.
Eggs Eisenberg. Okay, so that's the subject of this game. We're going to briefly describe how to make a specific dish, as well as the famous person it was named after. And it is your job to tell us what the dish is called. Here's an example. Will?
Yes.
If I were to take 2 pieces of bread, put meat or anything
okay.
in between it.
I'm with you.
And name it after an 18th century English aristocrat.
Right.
You would answer.
Well, that would be a sandwich mm-hmm. named after John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich.
That's right.
But sandwich is what you'd be looking for.
Sandwich, yes. Exactly. Okay, so it's very exciting, but wait till I go through the entire clue before you ring in. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Take lemon-lime soda or ginger ale, add a splash of grenadine and a cherry, and name it after a 1930s child film star. Christina.
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple is correct. Did everyone drink those as children, pretending that you were drinking
Absolutely.
Cocktails? I know. I know when you're later like, one day I'll be an alcoholic.
Is there a way to add alcohol to a Shirley Temple and make it something? Because that sounds good, but I would like also to get drunk off of it.
That makes it a Shelley Winters.
I feel like that's what we're having after the show. Bread and deep fry bite-sized poultry pieces. Cover them with a sweet and spicy sauce. Name it after a military leader from the Qing Dynasty. Jesse.
What is general... Oh, what is this? Isn't Jeopardy?
nice self-punishment.
General Tso's chicken.
General Tso's chicken is right. Combine butter, sugar, and liquor in a pan. Add bananas. Brown them, add rum, and flambé. When the flames subside, serve with ice cream and name it after the chairman of the New Orleans Crime Commission. Christina.
Bananas Foster.
Bananas Foster. delicious. Does that not sound delicious?
It's a great thing.
Take some mollusks on the half shell, top them with a sauce of chopped herbs and breadcrumbs, bake them, and name them after a rich American industrialist. Jesse.
Oysters Rockefeller.
Oysters Rockefeller is right. Oysters Rockefeller sounds really good, too.
Sounds great, yeah.
Now, do you think the Rockefellers ate those?
I guess, yeah. Ironically, the hipsters Rockefellers would.
The hipster Rockefellers.
Yeah. Well, supposedly it was called that because it looked like money. The green would look like money, so Rockefellers had a lot of money, so they called it that.
All right, Jesse, the puzzle expert position still.
I love that we're wondering what the kid's like, excuse me, yes, with your little games.
Stick to your alphabetized food thing, all right? Muscle you up.
Take a ground beef patty. Don't do what you think you're going to do. You're going to do this with it. You're going to flavor it with minced onions, broil or fry it, top it with gravy, and name it after a 19th century physician and health food faddist. Jesse.
Is it Salisbury?
It is Salisbury. Yeah. Salisbury steak. So let's see what happened there. What do we got?
Well, our winner of this round was Jesse.
Woo!
Jesse Friedman. Congratulations. We have a prize for you. You are in luck. Christina Tozzi has brought with her an amazing gift bag of delectable delights for our winner, Jesse Friedman. You lucky guy. And you also get an NPR music tote, just in case that wasn't enough. Congratulations. One more hand for our amazing mystery guest, the woman keeping us all salty and sweet, Christina Tozzi.
Last week I left a note on Laura's desk. It said, I love you, signed anonymous friend. Turns out she's smarter than I thought she was. She knows I wrote it, now the whole class does too. And I'm all alone during couples skate. When she skates by with some guy on her arm, but I know that I'll forget the pity in her face. When I'm living in my solar dome on a platform in space, 'cause it's gonna be the future soon. I won't always be this way. When the things that make me weak and strange get engineered away, it's gonna be the future soon. I've never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes and it's already here.
Jonathan Colton.
Hey, yeah.